What happened with Miami Jackson Senior High's A?
Under the state's grading system, even if you earn enough points to get a certain grade, you are docked on letter grade if a quarter of your student body doesn't score proficient in reading scores. And for Jackson, they fell just shy. So instead of getting their A, they got a B. But according to the school and the district, there were as many as 8 to 20 students who are considered English language learners who should not have been counted. Their test scores should not have been counted toward the school's grade, but their scores were counted, which dropped the school's reading scores just low enough for them to lose their A and get a B.
So these students who, according to the state's own formula, should not have been counted against the score of the school do get counted against the score of the school. And then how does the school figure out that this is what had happened?
Well, the school's testing chair, Felix Diaz, he says he crunches the number every year. And in the summer, after the release of test scores, he started saying that the school was going to get another A. For the district, the bottom line is that the state sets a deadline very early when you have to have all of your data in regarding English language learner status. That deadline is in March, before scores are released. So even though the district agrees that, yes, there were some errors that were made, they're saying that, according to the state's own policies, there's nothing they can do about it. So the district is appealing anyway, in part on principle, and they're hoping that the state will be lenient.
And we spoke to Felix Diaz, who said that this is about more than just the grade.
Oh, it matters a lot. Number one, Jackson was at this school 3 years ago. Since then, it has achieved an A 2 years in a row. This would have been the third year. This means a lot for the pride of the community, the students.
So, David Smiley, what is at stake here for Jackson?
It's like Mr. Diaz says, the pride in being an A school 3 years in a row, and also the teacher bonuses that the state hands out to A schools. Jackson received $190,000 for its previous two A's.
What does it say about the state's A through F accountability system if making appeals based on things like a miscalculation of the number of English language learners in a school is such a difficult process to uncover and then actually make the appeal?
I think it speaks to how complicated the process is of compiling these grades. Miami-Dade County alone sends 3 to 5 million different data points to the State Department of Education in order to have its school grades compiled. So from the state's perspective, deadlines are there so they can actually continue about their business. But I do think if you're a teacher at Jackson, it's difficult to swallow knowing that your work and your students' work earned your school a top grade and you're not going to get it because the book closed in March before test scores were even released.